This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first part of May. As the weather warms up in early May, snakes end their winter dormancy and emerge from their dens to warm themselves in the sun. This probably explains the appearance of snakes in several of Franklin's early May activities. On May the 9th, 1754, Franklin published the first editorial cartoon in America in his Pennsylvania Gazette. The handsome woodcut cartoon featured a snake cut into 8 pieces and the now famous caption, "Join or Die." Local superstition dictated that a severed snake would come back to life if the pieces were placed next to one another. An editorial accompanying the cartoon lamented the present disunited state of the British colonies, represented, of course, by the 8 pieces of the snake. In 1754, this was not a call to revolution, but rather a call for a unified effort to fight the emerging French-Indian War. The cartoon clearly resonated with the public and was reprinted in newspapers up and down the colonial seaboard, the colonial equivalent of forwarding an interesting email to friends and associates on our address lists. A few years earlier, on May 9th, 1751, Franklin penned another snake-themed editorial in response to Britain's practice of sending convicts to the colonies and rationalizing it as a way to grow the colonial population. A longtime advocate of free trade, Franklin suggested that in exchange, America send a boatload of rattlesnakes back to England. "Now all commerce implies returns," Franklin wrote, "and rattlesnakes seem the most suitable returns for the human serpents sent us by our mother country." In a letter to the Scottish Lord Kames, penned on May 3, 1760, we have one of the earliest mentions of Franklin's famous self-improvement project, The Art of Virtue. Though a fuller explanation would appear decades later in his autobiography, Franklin provided Lord Kames an early draft of the project Franklin believed could help one achieve moral perfection. "Many people lead bad lives that would gladly lead good ones," Franklin wrote his friend, "but know not how to make the change. They have frequently resolved and endeavored it, but in vain, because their endeavors have not been properly conducted." To remedy this, Franklin hoped to develop a system for training people in the virtues, much like one is trained for painting, navigation, or architecture. In the early May pages of the 1740 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin advised colonial citizens that "tricks and treachery are the practice of fools that have not wit enough to be honest." And in the May 1737, Poor Richard succinctly reminds us that "well done is better than well said." So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.